Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Once again, we get to enjoy the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 279, and it originally aired on November 27th, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guests, Peggy Ryan and Red Skelton.
Yeah. For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. This week, Pepsodent is proud to honor the men and women of our armed forces, now in schools and colleges under the GI Bill of Rights. Tonight, Pepsodent brings to the student body of the University of Southern California the Pepsodent Show with Peggy Ryan and a surprise guest and starring Bob Hope.
How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the campus of the University of Southern California, Hope. Telling you students, don't be a sap, remove the cap and use Pepsodent on your trap. And you'll never have a gap in your map that'll frighten a co-ed off your lap. Well, here I am at USC. USC, that's an abbreviation meaning stop looking over my shoulder. I don't know what I'm doing either. I've been playing army camps, but my sponsor wanted me to appear at a college this week. He thought it'd be nice if I did a show from someplace I've never been. College, that's where you learn how to make money like Crosby after spending 4 years dressing like him. But it's a thrill to be here. They elected a campus queen today, and I'd like to catch the guy who cast 10 ballots for me. I wanted these kids to think I was hep, so I pulled out my shirt tail, rolled up my pants, and whipped down to the campus in a hot rod. Just as I passed the corner, a co-ed hollered, "Hey, fella, UCLA is the other way." And when I arrived here, the faculty invited me over for tea. They were going to give me something a little stronger than tea, but the chemistry class didn't have it finished in time. Some of the students attending USC live with their folks. The rest write home for it. And they call the boys men of Troy after the ancient days when the Greeks crawled into a horse and took over Troy. Now 20 of them climb into a convertible and take over Santa Monica. I went to USC myself, the United School of Chiropody. Of course, we never had homecomings. Once a year, we just took off our shoes and wiggled our big toes. I started out as a freshman in college, and in 2 months I was a senior in high school. I was known as a very sharp student. Cutting classes was my specialty. Should have cut that joke. But I was a fraternity man for a while, then I decided it would be more fun to wear my own clothes. And while I was in school, things were always missing from the lockers. I wasn't exactly responsible, but the minute I went out with a girl, everybody started calling her Yolanda. I wasn't exactly responsible, but the minute I went out with a girl, everybody started calling... My school was co-educational. In fact, that's what I majored in. I like those co-ed type of sweaters. I noticed one on a girl, and it wasn't exactly big, but it's the first time I ever saw anybody wear a sweater in Los Angeles while her mother was still knitting it in Pomona. And Saturday, they're having the big game with UCLA here, and I won't say they're football crazy, but I bent over to tie my shoe on the campus this morning, and the next thing I knew, I was getting a bird's eye view of Los Angeles.
Number.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Wrong number.
Uh-oh.
So folks, don't be like Miriam, use Irium.
No matter how many toothpaste you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Because it removes film, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the armed forces. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium, and in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See how it uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Some number.
Hello. Hello?
Some number.
Oh, oh,
so folks just be like Miriam, use Irium.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had a ring of fever, but I know it isn't a safari. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have a ring of fever when it is an even a safari? I keep wishing I were someone else, walking down a strange nursery. Hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet. Have I met you somewhere before? Tourist. I'm as busy as a spider spinning a daydream. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. Whee, whee, whee. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Ah, but I feel so gay. Get a better car to pay when I know that it might as well be spring. Ah, if my heart as well, it might as well be. It might as well be spring. It could be winter, summer, autumn, almost any other thing. So it might as well be a safari.
That was Jerry Colonna singing It Might As Well Be Spring. I don't know about the springs, but he should really get a mattress. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to meet a young lady who was with us 2 weeks ago and is back again tonight for a little postgraduate work. Universal's Dainey Dynamo, Miss Peggy Ryan, right here.
Thanks, Bob, and thank you, students. You know, Mr. Hope, I'd go for these college men.
Do
I was out with one last night, and I found out what that SC stands for.
Studious Collegians?
No, Smoochin' Charlies.
Well, you have these boys all wrong, Peggy. Why, they're no more interested in girls than I am. I can't understand it. It sounded right at rehearsal.
I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight, Bob. Some of the girls invited me to their sorority dance here.
Oh, it sounds exciting.
Good, because I wanted you to take me.
You're asking me to go to the dance with you?
Yeah, we had a talk and decided somebody had to bring a chaperone. Bob, do you think you'll enjoy dancing with a shorty like me? Oh, I hardly come up to your lip.
That's all right, as long as you come up often enough.
And after the dance is over, I'll just stay at the sorority house, Bob.
Well, why don't you let me take you home? I'd love to.
Really? I didn't know the streetcars ran that late.
Well, the motorman's my director out at Paramount during the day.
Hello, Peggy. Hello, Bob.
Well, Francis Langford. Look at him.
Me to a sorority dance tonight.
Oh, Bob, you're too old for these college girls.
What are you talking about, Frances? Why, every time I dance with a co-ed, she practically swoons.
Bob, they're not swooning. They're just punchy from sniffing that Sloan's liniment.
Maybe you're right, Frances. Maybe I would feel out of place at a college dance.
Yeah, it's really a shame you didn't go to college, Bob. It does an awful lot for a man. A freshman comes to USC green and crude, and 4 years later, he leaves the college a worldly, polished senior.
Well, let's show the folks... let's show the folks the difference. First, I'll play the green freshman with Peggy as my girl. Some freshman music, Ken. Well, here I am, a freshman at USC. I think I'll ankle down to the Union Soda Shop and see if I can get me a date with a sophomore. I sure go for them sophisticated women. Gee, I'm glad I shaved tonight. It's more fun than rinsing the soap off the regular way. Ah, but it's great being a freshman. The upperclassmen treat you with such respect, it's a pleasure to pay the tuition.
Get off the sidewalk, you bum.
Wonder if I can get a refund. This looks like the Union. I better go in. Oops. Gee, this college life is really rough. Even the revolving doors paddle you. Hey, there's a cute pigeon perched up at the counter. Looks like she might be flying in messages from Cupid. She's wearing one of those sloppy Joe sweaters, too. Hiya, Drag.
Hiya, Sag. Sit down. Tell me, are you a freshman?
That's up to you.
What's a stoop like you doing in college anyway?
Well, it ain't my fault. I didn't intend to go to college.
Well, what are you doing here, then?
On my last birthday, somebody gave me a pipe. Say, how do you like my new pork pie hat?
Oh, I don't know. I think you left it in the oven too long.
I've been worried about my exams. They told me that no-doze would help me with my studies, but it isn't doing me any good.
Oh, well, no wonder. You're supposed to swallow it, not rub it on the pages. Why don't you study the same thing you studied in high school?
I can't. She ain't here.
What do you say, pretzel puss? Want to buy me a Coke?
No, I'm too young to get engaged. I'm still thirsty. I think I'll get me a root beer this time. Hey, crumb bum, bring me a root beer and snap it up. You hear?
Okay, wise guy, here it is.
Oh! Keep combing, Robert. There's still some more ice in your hair.
And now, 4 years later, we find the same couple, polished seniors.
Gee, I can hardly believe it. Here I am, a senior. I wonder if I should take another walk past the girls' dormitory. On second thought, maybe I'd better not. They make such a fuss over me. My reflexes are in a strange and turbulent mood tonight. I feel wild. I think I'll go over to the library and read the unabridged dictionary. No, that's too dashing. I think I'll go over to the Union for a snack. I hate to go in the Union. It's always full of such raucous characters. But I have my duty to SC. Here I go. Dad, someday I'm going to strike that thing back. Gracious, it's just as crowded as I expected.
Hey, bud, here's a stool for you.
Two, please. I'm a senior. Francine, darling. I thought that delightful aroma was familiar. Tell me, what is it?
Chanel number 5. You have a definite smell about you. What is it?
Chemistry lab, number 1A.
Oh, boy. One ice cream cone, please.
One ice cream cone for the two of us?
We'll share it. You may eat from the big end.
Here's your cone.
One moment, my good man. You had your thumb in the ice cream.
Well, I can't stand here all night. Hurry up and finish licking it.
That strawberry or nail polish? Excuse me, Francine. I think I'll move over to this other stool.
Goodness, Ronald, I wish you'd wear a smaller Phi Beta Kappa key.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It saves me the bother of carrying a cane. By the way, old Bean, how about marrying me?
You want me to marry you?
Yeah, should we give it a whirl?
Well, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Ronald, but I really consider you the ugliest, stupidest, most hopelessly half-witted.
I have 2 tickets to the Rose Bowl game.
You have?
I now pronounce you man and wife till death, or UCLA, do you pass?
Thank you very much, Francis. And stick around till we hear from our surprise guest star. How about you, Mr. Niles? That's your name, Wendell Niles?
Yes, right? Thank you very much.
Step in and sell it, Dad. That's your racket. Sell it.
Despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth aren't noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to Pepsodent toothpaste. You see, Pepsodent toothpaste contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Brings new brilliance to your teeth. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Excitement here on the Southern California campus is building to a tense peak as homecoming week and the football season race toward Saturday's climax. The excitement has spread to Bob. He had decided to join the Southern California squad. Upon hearing that Bob is to play football for Southern California, the president of the university is aghast. He says,
Ex Sanctum Gast, Ex Bellum, or in English, get that spook out of here.
When Frances Langford was asked to comment on Bob playing football for USC, she said,
I'm very proud. After all, why shouldn't I be? He borrowed my bloomers.
We now take you to the USC locker room where the coach, Rufus von Cravath Colonna, is giving the team a pep talk before the game. The coach is speaking.
All right, men. Quiet. Quiet. Quiet! Who's the jackass doing all that brand? Silly me. Quite an echo in here, isn't there? Listen, men. We're going out there to play football today. We're going to play hard. We're going to play for all we're worth. But above all, we're going to play fair. Oh, no. Don't applaud. Give that cement a chance to harden around your brass knuckles.
Colonna, are you the football coach here?
That's right, Hope. J. Crossbar Colonna. Football coach, lover of clean sport, and champion of fair play. Also answers to all examinations, so cheap.
Professor, you're non-compos mentis.
I know, they just pledged me yesterday. Well, that's all, men. Now get in there and win for dear old UCLA.
UCLA, Colonna, this is USC.
It is?
Of course.
Oh, silly me. Must have got on the wrong bus this morning. All right, now, men, get dressed. It's almost game time.
Okay, coach.
Sure, Bob, give me a hand with my uniform.
Yeah, say, Skin, look at you. The last time I saw you undressed, you were just skin and bone.
Was I?
Yeah, what happened to the skin?
Ah, stop kibitzing, Bob. I got a strap on this chest protector.
Where? Skinny and us wearing a chest protector. That's funny.
Hey, what's so funny about it? You wear a helmet.
You got the band writing material for you now.
All right, Ben, we're about to go on the field. Now, here are my final plans. Niles, you play left tackle. Ennis, you play center. And Hope, you stay in the car and keep the motor running. Wrong plans.
We're ready, coach.
Fine. Remember, men, I've got it all fixed. No matter what you do to the referee, the referee won't stop the play.
The referee won't stop the play? How come?
I just stole the bean out of his whistle. Now, I've got my final surprise. I've got a new player here for the backfield.
New player?
Yeah. Say something, Flash.
Colonna, a cow? You're going to put a cow in our backfield?
Sure. Think how confused they'll get trying to figure out whether she's carrying the ball or not.
Look, coach, could we kind of hurry out on the field? I might have a chance to speak to my girl, Frances.
Oh, is she here?
Yeah, I gave her a couple of tickets so she could bring her little nephew, Junior, otherwise known as Red Skelton.
Was it nice of Bob to give us the ticket?
I don't know, Aunt Frances. Goodness, this is awful high up, isn't it? I can't stand the heights. I'm getting dizzy. I think I'm going to black out or something.
Now, Junior, we aren't that high up.
We ain't, huh? A P-38 just passed underneath.
team coming out on the field. There's Bob. He must have the most important player on the team. He's the only one that's got a bucket.
Which one is he? Which one is he?
He's the one I'm pointing at.
Oh, what a cute little face. Handy, too. He can point without using any fingers. Hey, Hope, put on a nose guard. We're out at you offside.
Junior. Oh, Robert. Yoo-hoo.
Wait, let me whistle at him. I'll whistle at him know he's here. Well, there goes the last of me baby teeth. Gee, now I won't have no use for that tube of Pepsodent he promised me, will I?
Here he comes. Up here, Robert.
Oh, hello, Frances. Say, your face looks very pretty today.
Yeah, ain't she pretty? You'd never know her face was warmed over from last night, would you?
How are you, Bob? Oh, Bob, this is my little nephew, Junior. I had to bring him along to the game with me.
Oh, what's the matter? Haven't you got a deep freeze locker? Well... Hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. Yeah.
Junior, now say hello to Robert Hope.
I don't want to.
I said say hello.
You let me ignore him or I will bang my head against the cement wall.
Stop banging your head on that wall. Do you want to chip the cement? Come here, I want to talk to you. I'd like to dunk you in DDT. Come here a second. Come here.
You let me go. Let go of my arm. Let go.
Robert, stop pulling his arm.
I'm not pulling his arm. I'm just holding on. He's doing the pulling.
Now, don't you hold me. Don't you hit me.
I'm not going to hit you. I think you're very cute, and I want you to pat you on the back for it. That's all.
No. Ooh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke me with a bat. You broke me back.
I didn't touch your back. I tapped you on the shoulder blade.
You didn't
cut yourself, did you?
Hey, hurry up. Get out of the field. The game is about to start.
Hey, I want to play football, too.
Huh?
You mean play football, too? I want to play.
Say, Hope. Pacify this pest. Let him kick the ball. All right. Here, Junior. Now, I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Interesting old soul, ain't you? Okay, you ready? Here I come.
Little nearsighted, ain't you, kid?
And for the memory of USC, our host, known from coast to coast, Scholastic Famer, College Game, your deeds deserve a toast. And we thank you so much. Thank you very much, Peggy Ryan. And we want to thank Red Skelton, who played the part of Junior, for being with us tonight. I'll drop in on your show next week, Red. You know, Red Skelton has just finished serving a hitch in Uncle Sam's hospital ship's company. And we want to wish you every success when you start back in the air next Tuesday with your own show for Raleigh Cigarettes. And thanks a lot. And thanks to President Rufus Beek von Kleinsmith, Arnold Eddy, and Bill Chapman. And all you students for a swell evening here at the University of Southern California. You know, folks, a lot of guys who were out digging foxholes not long ago are here at USC under the GI Bill of Rights, digging for an education that got nipped when the nips went berserk in 41. These are the kids who pulled us out when we were bogged down to the axle. Now it's our turn to pull them for a while. And if we're loaded with bonds, we're pulling. But if the moths flew back in our wallets on VJ Day, we're not only taking a free ride, we're dragging our feet. The GI Bill of Rights is America's promise to the serviceman, a promise to make up a little of that time and opportunity he lost when he fought to keep this the land of opportunity. Victory bonds are the teeth in that promise, but to give it a full set of teeth, everybody has to buy bonds. You know, there's a song that goes, good, 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 that's you. When the U.S. government makes a promise, it expects 140 million of us to make it good. Because the U.S. government missed it, that's you, that's you. Good night.
Tonight, Pepsodent has presented Bob Hope broadcasting from the campus of the University of Southern California. This is Wendell Niles reminding you to always use Pepsodent, the product that's number one with the men and women in the service.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Margaret O'Renee Peggy Ryan. Very Irish name. Was born in 1924. Her parents were in vaudeville, and she was on the stage before the age of three. She was in her first film when she was four. In her teens, she made five films with Donald O'Connor, who was also a teen at the time, and the movies really focused on their singing and dancing, which they were both very good at. From 1969 to 1976, Peggy Ryan played Steve McGarrett's secretary in the original Hawaii Five-O. Peggy Ryan died in 2004 at the age of 80. Richard Bernard Red Skelton was born in 1913. By the age of 10, so we have another child star here, he was the entertainment for a traveling medicine show. I can see him doing that. He went on to vaudeville and then radio, movies, and television. His comedy show was a staple on the television for the decades of the 1950s and the 1960s. He also was a talented painter, well known for his paintings of clowns. In fact, he made $2.5 million a year in selling lithographs of his paintings. Well, Red Skelton died in 1997 at the age of 84. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. And check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Actually, I need to make a note of that. Check in tomorrow, Thursday. Got a special for you and a special announcement. Check in Thursday, tomorrow, for a special announcement. And then Friday for The Life of Riley. Until we meet again. In the words of Mitch Hedberg, I'm sick of following my dreams, man. I'm just going to ask where they're going and hook up with them later.